Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. So last night we camped near the Mermaid's Pool on Kinder Scout in the glorious Peat District. And it's now 9:15 in the morning and we've been walking for how long do you think? Half an hour?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Amy's here, by the way. My daughter Amy. And we decided that up isn't good. We're originally going to go up onto the top of Kinder on the edge path and then back down again. But Amy decided that she doesn't like up. It's got to be downwards. So we've ended up coming down through the forest, which is in the valley here, which I'd never actually set foot in before. And we've now got down to the side of the River Kinder, which is running off Kinder, as you might imagine, from the downfall towards the reservoir, Kinder Reservoir. And it's quite a nice little forest, actually. Just been saying on video that it'd be quite nice to camp up here. And as I've said that, it looks as though someone has had a similar sort of thought as well, because there's an old, like, fireplace that someone's used. It looks responsibly used. And in fact, this could be a perfect wild camping spot. What do you think, Amy? There's some nice flat pieces of ground where you can pitch a tent. We've got water source. We're away from any sort of roads or civilization. And there is a forest with plenty of dead wood. Note to self. So if you're listening to this, don't all come at once. But if you head up the valley from the Kinder Reservoir towards the downfall, there's some nice wild camping areas up there where you'll be nice and out of the way. As long as you pitch late, leave early, and respect the wild camper's code. Leave no trace of you being there. I'm rambling on now, aren't I? That's not a bad thing. I'm rambling while I ramble. Amy's got her wellies on, so I think she's going to go into the water. What do you think? Should we fill up the water bladder? Or did you just want to cross it? You want to do with the water we've got? We have got a decent amount of water. Which side do you want to walk on then?
This side.
This side. Right, the southern side. For anyone who's got a map. I'm just crossing the river. I would like to take a photo, so bear with me 1 second. I'll get the camera out. I've got my Canon 550D with me as well today. Need to start using it more, because I've got in the habit of using the GoPro and using my mobile phone, just because it's easy and light, but the picture quality is vastly better than the camera on the phone, obviously, with the Canon, as you may well imagine. But yeah, it was a good night last night, and we're going to head down to the reservoir now. So what I'll do is I'll pause you for now, and you can rejoin us further on. Welcome back. We're down on the reservoir road now. Reservoir road. That could be a tongue twister, couldn't it? So we walked from the forest down the river where I last did the boo. Probably hear an aircraft above now. That was the soundtrack to last night, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
How many of the planes did you hear last night, do you think?
Loads.
About loads. So, a fair few. But they did slow down, I think, from about 11 o'clock onwards. There was just the odd one, or it seemed to me there was just the odd one. I wasn't looking at my phone or anything like that to find out what the time was, so they woke me up briefly, because they're like they're descending at this point to like make the final approach into Manchester, and it's just the change of speed, the engines like throttling back and things like that. It's just like you can hear the engines quite a lot, actually. I'm trying to think what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost like they're gearing down. Obviously, I assume they're not, but it seems that way. As they break through the clouds, it's as if they're like gearing down. So it's been a good night, and it's taken us around about an hour to get from where we last updated you. And we've come down, nice gentle walk, and it's quite nice actually to see a different side of Kinder Reservoir. Because I think I may have said on the last boo that I did, which you'll see at the same time as this one, because they'll upload when I get home. The only time I've ever been on that side of Kinder Reservoir, and at the bottom of the downfall, I've been in the clouds, so it's nice to get a decent view of it this time. So we're heading along the Reservoir Road to pick up the main Kinder Road, and then we're going to head down to Bowden Bridge Car Park, which is legendary for anyone who's into the outdoors or into walking. It's a significant place, simply because in, I think it was it 1960-something, 1950-something, something like that anyway. I forgot now. Usually I've got these numbers in my head. That's where the mass trespass began. Benny Rothman and around about 100 other people gathered there to trespass onto Kinder Scout, because at the time it was locked off by the landowners, and the trespassers didn't think that it was the right thing. They thought that everyone should be allowed to enjoy the countryside. So they gathered there at Bowden Bridge Car Park near the quarry, and walked pretty much up where we've just walked now, down the side of the reservoir to the bottom of William Clough. And that's where they were met by the gamekeepers and the landowners, and there was a big scuffle and a few people were arrested. And some other people actually came across from the Snake Road, actually. I think it was the Sheffield Ramblers came across from the Snake Road up the Ashup Valley, the Woodlands Valley in the Ashup Valley, and met them at the top of William Clough, Ashup Head. And it's widely recognised as like a landmark in time for access to the countryside, the Countryside Rights of Way Act. This was one of the defining moments, and I think, so it must have been 1950 something, because there was it must have been 1960 something, because I think there was the 50th anniversary celebrations, or it may well have been the 60th, so don't quote me on any of this, but the basis of what I'm saying is true. So now, for those of you who know, we're down at the Booth Sheep Wash, which is where you branch off the Kinder Road up towards the reservoir, if you're walking up Kinder. Right, so we're going to head down to the car now. I didn't leave it in the car park at Bowden Bridge because we have to pay there. I didn't think it'd be safe there overnight, that was the main reason. So I've left it down by the pub, which is further down the road. Right, so from the glorious Peak District, I'll say goodbye for now. So say bye, Amy.
See ya.
See ya. Just thought I'd come back on this one because I've remembered the date. It was actually not 1952 or 1962. It was 1932 in April. I think it was the 24th. With me 1 second. Yeah, it was the 24th of April. So it will have been the 80th anniversary celebration, not the 50th or the 60th, definitely the 80th anniversary celebration, which was down in Edale, and there was loads of events commemorating it last year, obviously. And if you head on over to the Walks Britain audio boo page, or the Walks Around Britain webpage, there's some great audio recorded at the festival, the 80th anniversary festival. Okay, right, so it is goodbye for now.